The country leader, Kix 103, welcomes the WWE Live to the Lee County Event Center Friday night. It is the run-up to the Royal Rumble, and we have got all the superstars coming in, including the champ, Kevin Owens. And Kevin joins us right now. Kevin, are you with us, sir?
I'm there. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and we are looking forward to you guys coming out to Hobbs for the first time ever on Friday night. So, the Universal Champion, man, that is going to be awesome. You've got a big match coming up. So before we talk a little bit about that, what's it been like being the champ, man?
It's pretty good. It's not too shabby. It's something, I dreamed of being a champion in WWE since I was 11 years old. So for it to actually happen is pretty surreal, and to get to defend that title everywhere we go, including in Hobbs, where, like you said, it's our first time ever. So that's a pretty exciting experience all around.
You know the guy who you're going to be facing pretty well on Friday night, don't you?
I do. I'm facing Roman Reigns on Friday. I've been in the ring with him many times, and sometimes it goes my way, sometimes it doesn't. But I'll do anything on Friday to make sure that I leave Hobbs with my Universal title.
Now, if somebody has never seen Kevin Owens, and I don't know how you could miss you. You're one of the biggest superstars in the sport. What do we see when you hit the ring?
Well, when I hit the ring, you can expect a lot of trash talking, a lot of pretty athletic moves, and obviously, I go around talking about how WWE is not the Kevin Owens show, so I take over the whole operation when I'm out in the ring. Of course, I won't be there alone. There's going to be all your favorite superstars, as you see on Monday nights on Raw, like Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, Rusev, Braun Strowman, just to name a few. But more importantly, I'll be there. And, it's a show like no other.
Well, it is a show like no other. The WWE always puts on a huge, huge show. Now, you guys are getting ready for a big pay-per-view, too. Isn't the Rumble coming up?
That's right. The Royal Rumble is on Sunday in San Antonio, so it's a very big weekend for us.
Well, it certainly sounds like it is going to be. So this is kind of a warm-up for you in essence, but not going to be an easy match for you, is it?
No, I mean, no matches are easy, to be honest. There's no really warm-ups ever. We give it our all on every single show we put on, and we always leave it all out in the ring. So everybody that's in Hobbs on Friday are going to witness that firsthand.
Well, it's going to be just a fantastic time. Hope to see everybody out there. Now, Kevin, I've got to ask you this, because I ask this to just about everybody that gets to do something like you do. I don't remember a professional wrestler in the WWE being on the form at career day in school. How did you wind up as a pro wrestler and in the WWE? Didn't you go through the NXT program?
I did, but before I went to NXT and before I actually signed my WWE contract, I was a professional wrestler for 15 years. Before that, I started wrestling when I was 16 years old, and it all kind of happened when my dad went to the video store one day and got a tape of WrestleMania 11, and put it in the VCR and started watching it. And I walked by the living room, and it caught my eye. And I sat down to watch it with him, and that was it. By the time that tape was over, I knew what I wanted to do with my life.
And so now you are. I mean, that's like a dream come true. And
it absolutely is.
Well, it's going to be great to see you here on Friday night, and know that you got a tough match coming up now. Let's see. Raw is tonight, isn't it? You're gonna be on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just getting to the building in Cleveland right now, where Raw's taking place tonight. So every week's a big week for WWE. There's no time off. There's no rest periods. What we do is unlike any other athlete in the world, and we live it all in the ring every single night we perform, and whether it's Raw, whether it's the Royal Rumble, or whether it's a live event in Hobbs, where we're going to be giving it our all.
Well, we're looking forward again. I can't say that enough to seeing you guys, and especially you. You are the champ. You're the headliner, the main eventer.
That's right.
And, it's going to be a big time. Of course, keep listening for your chance to win tickets, but go buy them. There's still a few available out at the box office or LeeCountyEvents.com. You can check it out there. And, anything you want to say to anybody who's listening out there, Kevin, who might be thinking, well, gee, I can see him on TV.
Well, you know, you watch it on TV, it's always a great show, but there's nothing like experiencing WWE live, and there's nothing like experiencing the Kevin Owens show live. So if you can make it out on Friday, you have to. You won't regret it.
No, you definitely won't. I've been a fan of WWE for years, looking forward to it on Friday night. I'm just pumped, finally going to be here in Hobbs. Get to see the champ himself, Kevin Owens. Is going to be here. And champ, I know you've got a lot of things you got to do today to get ready for Raw tonight, but thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
The Country Leader, Kix 103. Good afternoon. I'm TJ Miracle, and we were joined earlier on the phone from Cleveland, Ohio, of all places, by Universal Champ Kevin Owens. Of course, the WWE is coming up on Friday night, Lee County Event Center, first time ever. And then on Saturday, the fun continues as the legendary Sons of the Pioneers are going to be here in town. And I am joined on the phone right now by a very special guest from the Sons of the Pioneers. Ken Lattimore joins us here on Kix 103. Ken, I know you're out on the road right now, but getting ready to be in Hobbs for a big show with Southwest Symphony.
Yes, really looking forward to it.
Going to be great to have you guys back. Now, the Sons of the Pioneers, you guys are absolute legends. You've been doing this for, you know, seemingly forever. And in case somebody's been living under a rock for basically their whole lives, who are you guys and what do you do?
Well, we are the premier Western group in the world, have been for the last 82 years. In fact, in March, you'll be 83. We're the group that Roy Rogers founded back in 1934, along with Tim Spencer and Bob Nolan. Bob was the one who wrote songs like Tumble and Tumbleweed and Cool Water. Tim wrote Room Full of Roses and songs like that. And we've had a lot of great members through the year, including Ken Curtis, who later played Festus on Gunsmoke. He was our lead singer for a little while. Shook Fisher, who played Shorty on the Beverly Hillbillies. You've seen him a lot. He was a comedian and bass player. Pat Brady, who was Roy's sidekick on his show, he was a member. I was hired by Dale Warren, who was with the group almost 56 years. There was Lloyd Perryman, who was a member for 41, and the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, a lot of names and a lot of songs that everyone will definitely know there at Tidings Auditorium. With the Sons of the Pioneers show, Ken, you know, do you guys, you know, play all the classics, or do you have new things you work in, or, you know, what are we going to expect?
Well, Sons of the Pioneers have recorded over 3,000 songs, so we got plenty of our hits to choose from. But we do mix it up some, except that the ones that we do are bona fide pioneer songs. I mean, you're going to hear definitely Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweed. You may hear Timber Trail and, of course, Room Full of Roses. And, I mean, there's just so many songs to choose from. Also, you'll hear some fiddle playing by our fiddle player, Justin Branham. He's an excellent fiddle player. He's got a music master's degree in jazz studies, and this guy is really out of this world. So there's a lot of good instrumentals. There's a lot of good singing. It's going to be a really, really good show, and I'm really excited about playing in Hobbs, particularly for a personal reason that my old orchestra teacher from Marshall, Texas, lives in Hobbs now, will probably be at the show. His name's Tommy Mayfield. Really looking forward to seeing him again.
You know, it's an awfully small world, seems like, sometimes. And, yeah, I mean, there's people that you know all over the place. And, you know, Ken, you joined the band in the 90s, didn't you?
1998. And, yes, I'm very familiar with the area. I graduated from Texas Tech.
Well, I'll try not to hold it against you anyway. But I'm a UT alum. It's all right. My brother went there. So what's it been like for you? I mean, 1998, you've been out, you know, for, you know, 18 years now with the Sons of the Pioneers. What's this journey been like for you personally to join a group with so much history and so many great things behind it?
Well, it was a thrill at the beginning, and it's still still a thrill. It's a real honor, and I never get tired of the songs, and I never get tired of meeting people, and I love going on the road and seeing so many beautiful places. In fact, here I am on the road about to enter the mountains around Ruidoso, and always enjoy seeing those again. And there's so much of America to see, and so many Americans to play for, and you know, make new friends everywhere I go.
The Sons of the Pioneers, backed by popular demand here at Tidings Auditorium. And you know, you may not know this right off the top of your head, Ken, but do you know if tickets may still be available for the show?
Ooh, that I don't know. You know, I never keep up with those things myself because I get in for free.
I would hope so.
And actually get paid to get in. And that's one of the nicest things about doing this. You get to sing your favorite songs for a living and actually get paid for it. That's kind of amazing to me.
You guys have an amazing repertoire, and it's always fun to see you guys. And I was just handed a note by my able news director in Lady Love, and she says that tickets are still available at Music World here in Hobbs and also at the Center for the Arts. I've been informed we'll have a couple to give away, too. So the Sons of the Pioneers tomorrow night at Tidings Auditorium right here in Hobbs for the Southwest Symphony. The Sons of the Pioneers are going to be here. Ken, I know you're traveling, and you know, you're trying to find a place to pull off a few minutes ago, and you know, thanks for taking some time with us. And anything else you'd like to say to the folks here in Lee County, West Texas, about the show tomorrow night?
Well, yes, I'd like to tell you about the guys real quick. Our trail boss is Tommy Nally. He's our lead guitar player. And appropriately today, he is a veteran. He was in the Navy. Our lead singer is Randy Rudd. He also plays rhythm guitar. And Mark Abbott is our bass player. He's played with a lot of great musicians through the years, toured with Ray Price and like. And our fiddle player, I mentioned, Justin Brannan and Justin Branham. And Mark is also our baritone in the trio, and I'm the high tenor and play a little bit of violin.
So just a little bit of everything, and it's going to be a fantastic time, a fantastic lineup, continuing the tradition that goes back 82 years, the Sons of the Pioneers. Ken, thanks so much for taking some time with us today, and look forward to seeing you.
Looking forward to it, too. It's going to be great to see good old Hobbs again.
We're certainly looking forward to having you back. Ken Lattimore from the Sons of the Pioneers joins us on Kix 103.